Welcome to the virtual studios of Antion Associates. I'm Tom Antion, and I'll be your host for the evening. We're broadcasting tonight, as always, from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where for now going on 12 years, people have come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in the lap of luxury. Tonight, we have a great repeat guest. Patricia Drain will be telling us how to make our fortune using products and programs. Now, this is a preview call for her fantastic live Arizona Broadway event in Phoenix in February called Products, Programs, and Passive Income. And we're going to have a fantastic deal on that event for you just for being on this call, and we'll tell you all the details of that a little later. Now, before we get started, I got just a few announcements. Make sure you write this down. The replay for this, if you really want to listen to this again or pass it on to one of your colleagues, will be at the same place where you registered, greatinternetmarketing.com/teleseminars.htm. greatinternetmarketing.com/teleseminars, that's plural, .htm. That's where the replay will be, providing it comes out okay. Now, also, we have a lot of great replays at TomAntionWebinars.com. That's where you'll be able to find replays of past webinars. And when you visit, there's a lot of great stuff there. So when you visit, please like the page at the top and leave a comment at the bottom, and I'll respond personally to you. Now, here's a little bit of a side angle. You know, I've been doing this internet marketing, and I do a lot of side things besides my main expertise, which is internet marketing for small business and professional speaking. You know, I do tennis and golf stuff and dog stuff, and so this happens to be dog stuff. So we have a site called Protection Dogs Elite. I have two personal protection German Shepherds. One of them's worth about $50,000, and we're offering a $1,000 to $2,000 finder's fee for client referrals. So if you know anybody that wants a highly trained personal protection dog, maybe they travel and they want a dog to take care of their family when they're home, the dogs start at about $20,000 and go up from there. So you just let me know, and if we do the deal and they get the dog, you get a big commission out of it. All right, now I hate to bring Patricia on right after a dog act.
Really?
You know, I can't help it.
I'm in shock always, Tom, in awe with the things that you do. You just kill me.
Well, it keeps me off the streets.
Yeah, that's good.
That way. But anyway, I don't have any more announcements, so I'm going to bring on the main event. Patricia Drain is a business strategist and MSI expert. That stands for Multiple Streams of Income. She's an internet marketing specialist and professional speaker. Patricia has over 20 years' experience as a business owner in Phoenix, Arizona, and has built and sold several companies. Patricia is the recipient of the Working Woman Magazine's Most Innovative Marketing Award. She was voted, listen to this, folks, one of the 100 most influential people in the whole state of Arizona, and that was by the Phoenix Business Journal, and that is a serious, serious credential. She's the winner of the Woman Business Owner of the Year, presented by the National Association of Women Business Owners. That's commonly referred to as NABO, another major, major accolade. She has authored 7 books, with her newest release being What Should I Be When I Grow Up Now That I'm 40, 50, or 60?
Soon to be 70, 80, 90.
Oh, my goodness. Her exclusive mentor programs and live events are life-changing for business professionals, speakers, and experts. And I might add, I have known her for many, many years, and she's one of the most ethical and dependable people in this entire business. And many of you know, I don't spend a moment on anybody that's not ethical and is going to come through with what they deliver or they promise. So thanks for coming on, Patricia.
Well, thank you, Tom. That was lovely, and thank you for saying that, because we are in a business. There's no question the information business Everybody's hanging their hat on that. So I thank you for saying that about being ethical and the real deal, because I feel the same about you.
Well, I appreciate that. And the topic tonight is, I don't want to say it's timely, because I'd more like to say it's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in 1991, Dottie Walters, she was kind of the grandmother of professional speaker, told me, Tom, you must become a product machine, because there's so many great benefits of it, and it's still true to this day, and you're here to tell them about it. So tell them what you think about products and programs, and let's get this rolling.
Yeah, I'm really happy to, because I like you, Tom, I've been telling, everybody tells me, and I tell myself, you have to get products and programs, and I made it too big. I made it too hard for me, and so I really would shy away from that. And so what I have done now, and tonight I'd love to start with the five steps, or I also like to call it the five steps or the anatomy of really creating a very easy, simple product with very little money invested in that. It's because I finally found that. I found that, why am I making this so difficult for me? And because I was, and I bet some of you are doing that also.
I did too in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So here's my simple formula, and you're going to hear, everybody, the word simple a lot tonight. And I'm sorry about that, because I want to be bigger than simple, but I have to tell you, when I showed a simple roadmap that took me 5 years, really, to finally put it together so I could simplify it for people so they didn't have to work like I did, you know, to know have the knowledge. And I literally had a girl, a couple of weeks ago, she said to me, oh, this is just stupid, and when I gave her the roadmap. And I said, really? And she said, well, I mean, come on, Patricia, this is too easy. And now here is a person that hasn't even stepped on any part of that roadmap yet, you know, because she's brand new to this business. But she said, I really like the guy that I met the other night. He told us to download his product, and it was a 90-page product. And so I loved that, because it has meat to it. And I said, well, have you read it yet? And she said, oh, no. I'll skim through it, and I'll underline as I go. But but I just like having that kind of – and it just shocked me. But yet at the same time, for all of you listening, I'm going to be very simple tonight, but very logical. So get ready, because I'm going to give you the five simple steps to creating a very, very easy product. Number one, you want to choose a topic and create an outline around that topic. Okay, there's my first simple formula. Now, I would say, please make it a hot topic. You know, something that, and you know where you find them? On magazine covers many times. But make sure you are the person that can speak to that. I have people, you know, saying they're social media experts and they haven't even gone on Facebook yet, you know, so that's not fair. But social media, that's hot. Telling people how they can get new followers, like 100 new followers this week, that's hot. But please have done that. I mean, don't just say, I read this in a magazine, you know. This, what we're doing tonight, this is a hot topic. We had a lot of people sign up for this, didn't
mm-hmm.
we, Tom?
About 375, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And so I know that it's hot because it was hot for me. I need to listen to this, and so do you. So here's number two. After you have chosen a topic and created an outline around that topic, number two, get a free conference line or some device that is easy for you and record a free or paid teleseminar on that topic. Just like what Tom and I are doing right now, he's recording this. So just record. And you know what? You can be in front of a group or you can be doing it all by yourself. I prefer going on and doing it with other people. But once again, I've had paid people, or I have paid people, and they have paid me to be on a teleseminar. And that's okay, too, because it was valuable information.
Yeah, and now, if there's nobody there, just act like there's 1,000 people. What's
right.
the difference? You're getting the recording of good
that's
information.
Right. And now you do have to decide when you record, do you want it to be a 30-minute recording, an hour recording, 90 minutes? Because that's important as you're creating this very simple product. And now when you come to number three is you create maybe two or three. You don't have to have a lot, but two or three action sheets that go along with that topic so that people see that you know, as you're doing your product, that you have really thought ahead to teach them. Number four, have the recording transcribed. You can get it transcribed on Elance.com, Odesk.com. People want to have two types of things. They want to hear, they want to have visual, they want to touch, they want to read. So you want to make sure that you have a couple of ways that they're hearing your information. And here's the fifth one. I mean, do you hear how simple this is? Get a cover designed and possibly your action sheets, if you haven't done a good job on designing them, at Fiverr.com to make it look official. And now you've told everybody about Fiverr, haven't you?
Yeah, but we should spell it and mention it again. It's
okay.
Fiverr.com. Mm-hmm. This is a place where there's thousands of people telling you what they're willing to do for you for $5. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Tell them about the book cover. Remember when I first told you about this a long time ago?
Well, no, I don't. But because now after you told me, I get almost every single thing, all my e-books done on for $5 on Fiverr. So, no, tell me again, Tom.
Well, yeah, several years ago I told you about this, and you had been getting book covers designed for like $2,500.
Yes, yes.
And I told you about this, and you couldn't believe it. And then you did it, and it was beautiful.
It's true. And really, he has been my mentor all along. He tells me what to do. I go do it. And then I say, wow, that's awesome. Now I have to go buy a dog. I didn't know until tonight.
That's right. It's dangerous out there in Idaho.
So now you have a saleable, downloadable, passive income product.
Now, will you run those by again?
Number one is you want to choose a topic and create an outline around that topic.
Yep, choose topic and outline, okay?
Mm-hmm. And number two, you want to get a free conference line or some device to record a free or paid teleseminar around that topic.
Right, record, basically.
Yeah, record. Number three, you want to create, because this really is a nice addition, you want to create 2 to 3 action sheets that go along with the topic so that they're taking notes. Like this would have been an action sheet that I would have had as part of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And then four, have the recording transcribed. Do it as simple and easy and effortlessly as you can with Elance or Odesk or anybody, you know, can do that. And number five, get a cover and your action sheets designed by Fiverr.com, F-I-V as in Victor, E-R-R.com, to make it look official and make it look pretty. Now, here you have a product, and here's the biggest question that I know every one of you are thinking right now. Okay, so I have that. That does sound kind of too easy to be true. What do I charge for something like that? And that's all over the board, but I do want to address that because depending on how specialized your topic is. Now, let me give you an example. If you're listening to somebody and they're saying, here's 10 steps to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks easily without being hungry, you're probably going to pay a little more for that, I would think. Or if you say how to create a 6-figure teleseminar business in 6 easy steps, you might pay a little bit more for that. So depending on how specialized you are, like how to flip a house without putting any money down, that's very specialized knowledge. So, Tom, you'll have to tell me if you agree with these numbers because these are the general numbers that I came up with. You could charge $9.97 for your topic and this whole downloadable and hear ka-ching while you're sleeping all the way up to $497, depending on how specialized. What would you say, Tom? Would
yes,
you go above
that?
That's
absolutely true. And the when people ask me, how much should I charge? I always give them the smart aleck answer. You may rub me if you like, but I am not a genie in a lamp. All right. So you have to test it. And the beauty of doing stuff online and with digital stuff is you don't have to print the cover price. And so there's software that will allow people to test it at different prices and see which one makes them the most money. So you can test the price. And one thing you do is you test from low to high, because if somebody bought it at a high price and then you brought it out at a lower price, they're mad. If you bought it at a low price and you raised the price, they're thinking, oh, I got a deal.
That's right.
They're happy.
I'm so glad you said that because I did have a client, and she did just the opposite. She started high, went down low, and she had many disgruntled people.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned that. So that's the first thing, really. Now you have a product, a very easy product. And actually, as I was saying that, I'm even saying to myself, okay, it's time to get yourself in gear and get as many things that you talk about and teach and put them in that very easy format of a downloadable product. And, put it on social media, put it in your e-zine, wherever you want, and start marketing your product. So the next part then, Tom, are really, I wanted to tell everybody three really important questions to ask yourself before creating a product and or a program, even putting a program together, because as I work with clients, I see them struggling with, well, now what should I do to make money? Well, here's the first question I want you to ask yourself when you're getting ready to move and really take it seriously about products and programs. Make sure you say to yourself, how exciting is this for me to share? How exciting is this for me to share? See, I can teach you how to become an executive recruiter because I owned a recruiting firm for 20 years, but I don't want to. It's not exciting to me. It's awful, actually. I could teach you how to make a great lasagna. I learned how to do this years ago, and it's fabulous lasagna, but please don't make me. I don't want to. But if I were teaching you how to discover your gifts and your talents and how to make money with what you already know, I take this one very seriously. I really love teaching that. So make sure it's exciting. I just had a gal. She said to me, Patricia, she's a coach, and she loves to help people figure out what it is that they love to do and then tell them to go down that path and teach them how to market that way. So she's a marketing coach. But she said, I'm not making any money. And it's because she hasn't zeroed in really on her target. But she said, I think I'm going over to social media. I hate it, but I think I'll go ahead and teach it because that's where the money is. Don't do that, because then you're stuck making money. Like another client of mine, she's making a ton of money in social media, hates every day that she gets up. So make sure it's exciting for you to share. Number two, before you create a product, what kind of time do you want to be involved with that product? Is it one that you just want to sell on the internet, just like the one we just talked about, and the deal is done and you get the money and you run away? Or do you want to spend some time with people? Do you want to create a product and then go along with the product for maybe 30 days, 90 days, maybe a year? You know, I do want to tell you an example of a client. She's a numerologist, and it took her a long time to figure this out because she was just working on long programs and six-month programs, and she just wondered why she wasn't as happy as she could be because she loved being a numerologist. She discovered that her passion was, and the time she wanted to put in to share, was 1 hour. She spends 1 hour with me, let's say, and gives me my numbers or whatever you do when you tell birthdays and all that kind of stuff, and she charges $497. That seems like a lot, but she has booked every single day for months. Months out. If you called her today, you couldn't get in for 6 months. So she has found the format that works for her. Now with the $497 that I just paid her, she will do an upsell for that. And she'll upsell me to an online-based product. So now she's done with me, really. It's all online. It's all passive to her. But she's won me over because now I know her, like her, respect her. So that's kind of a brilliant little platform she has there. And then the third question is, what am I comfortable charging? What am I comfortable charging? Because if you're uncomfortable, it shows, and you see it. So you really have to set a price for all of your products and programs that you feel good about. Because guess what? You're going to have to then do the program. So those are the three important questions I think you need to ask. And really, I know there are people, and you do too, Tom, where they really don't care that they have to really be excited about talking about the product. Just give me a product that I can sell, and it sells like hotcakes, and I'm fine. That's okay. If that's your personality, please accept that. I mean, do that and do it that way. I'm just telling you, for the majority of us that are out there creating things, time is just too important, and so I want to make sure I'm spending my time with something that I love and that I enjoy doing.
Yeah, and I'm totally for that, for your main line of expertise. But like part of the things I'll be teaching at your event is that once you bother to learn all this internet stuff that I know, it's easy for me to put up a tennis site and sell some stuff on the sideline and doggy sites and golf that I hate, but people love golf. But I don't spend any time talking golf with anybody.
Okay. I'm glad you're saying that, Tom, because, see, this is how I see that. You enjoy and you're effective and you're having fun putting up those pages. It doesn't matter what the pages are. That's your product to me, is putting up those pages. I love telling stories about you with your, you know, your, oh, my God, with all the things that you do. I love
telling.
Well, I do. But see, that's what you love, and that's what you get excited about.
Where do you see some of these new ones I'm going to show at your event? SelfieStupidity.com.
Yeah, see, I love that. Now, what I say around that is what Tom loves to do and gets excited about doing is creating all these sites. So he could have 500 of those sites. That's his product. You know, so I understand what you're saying. Make sure that you love what you're doing. But no, if you're hearing me say it wrong, then I want to tell you that that's what Tom is doing. That is his product, is making web pages. And I love Frank Kern. You know, he's another genius. He decided, well, I have to make money on the Internet. What should I do? And he decided to go into some kind of dog business. And then he decided, well, maybe I'll just get all the breeds and just put up all these web pages. Once again, it's not that he loved dogs. He loved putting up the web pages and letting the money flow in from those multiple streams.
He actually started with a parrot.
Oh, yes.
How to make your parrot talk.
Yes. See, I think that's ingenious. So it's not that he loved parrots, but he loved making money on the Internet, watching, hearing the ka-ching, and also putting up those pages, you know. And if he didn't put them up, somebody put them up, but he liked seeing them come up. So, yeah, thank you, Tom, once again. So now I'm just kind of following the format of what Tom put out that we were going to be talking
about.
Well,
let's take a brief break here before we get back to the content and tell them a little bit about your event. Patricia had actually an event company, so she puts on her events are always well run and well attended, and you know just very nice events. You never hear any complaints about them. And she came up with a concept for this one, which typically these events are in hotels. But tell them about where you're going to have this one.
Well, in my last event, I was in Arizona, and I had it in the Encore Room. It was an exclusive group of people. I could only accept 50. And we had it in the Encore Room at the Broadway, or at the Arizona Broadway Theater. I walked into the theater, and I've lived in Arizona for 29 years. I walked into the theater. I'd never been in it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the most beautiful place. And everybody was so nice in there, and I can't remember what was playing on stage then. But now this time I said, I don't want the Encore Room. I just want a part of the inside where the theater is so we can be on stage. I want to have Tom Ante on from The King, and I want him to walk out as the king. And I'm still working on it, Tom. I don't know. So anyway, we have that wonderful Broadway theater, and then they're going to do sit-down luncheons for us also, which I just love. And the whole reason for doing this event, I just really decided to have a theme and go into this triple P effect called programs, products, and passive income. And the reason I chose that is because that's where I see myself. And so many of us, so many of my clients, we just get stopped right there. We move along, we're marketing, we're doing these things, and all of a sudden it comes to products and programs, and especially passive income. I turned the whole passive income part of this over to Tom Antion because I don't know anybody else that hears ka-ching more than he does on his machine. So he's going to be teaching about that. And then I have other speakers talking about, you know, how can you become really well-known on the Internet so clients start following you everywhere. She's talking about how to at least look like a celebrity when you're on there. And then I have another, and I thought instead
that's
of
Natasha,
just...
That's Natasha, right?
That's Natasha Hazlett, yes. She's an attorney, and now she is in the information business because she wants to break away from being an attorney. A lot of attorneys are doing that, actually.
Yeah.
And Marlene Porter is also an attorney who
is
breaking
she?
Away. Yeah. She is. She's breaking away because her real love is Pinterest, Pinterest for business. So we're going to be doing Pinterest conferences. And she'll be talking about how do you take your product and your program and market it on Pinterest so that you're doing it visually. And then we have Marty Schmegen coming in from San Francisco, and he's speaking on, is your business Shark Tank ready? Because you can have all the things going on in your life, but if you don't have enough cash flow going on, and you're not Shark Tank ready to take it wherever you want it to go, you're dead in the water anyway. So, and I'm doing, of course, really going deeply into the anatomy of a product and a program and really coming up with an implementation plan so you walk away from there with the plan in your hand when you're leaving the event. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's a really different venue and something really fun because we get to even go out in the lobby and network in a lobby. I've never done that.
Yeah, and this will be great. We'll in a few minutes we'll do some more content here, and then we'll give you the link to it, and then we're going to have a super duper special deal for you. And just for those of you who checked in late, I promised everybody a nice prize for showing up. It's greatinternetmarketing.com/CEU. greatinternetmarketing.com/CEU will be a transcript on making money in the continuing education market. Okay, so we'll get back to the event a little bit later, but you said that there's one number one secret to know about products and programs. What is it?
Well, you know, I love saying secrets all the time because I think that's fun because people listen when you say you have a secret. But I really do know this now, and especially if you want a saleable product or program. Now, this is a very novel idea. So coming from the simple person again with the simple answer, the secret is to survey your people. And I don't care if you have 10 people on your list or 100 people following you on Facebook. I don't care. Survey them. Now, let me give you an example of what happened to me, because I have a large list, an email list I stay in front of all the time, and it's fun because it's built over the years, and it's been fun to stay in touch with them. But I decided, and I survey a lot, I decided, well, I'm doing a survey about, I don't know, maybe it was 6-5 months ago, and I said, okay, I'm giving you a list of 10 things, and I'd like to have you tell me what you want more information about first, second, and third. On the list were things like marketing, selling, getting more clients, creating products, you know, and really things I thought they would really want to know more about. And I got up to number 10, and I couldn't think of what to say for 10, so I put getting unstuck. And 99% of the people came back on that survey with number one as getting unstuck. And so it just shifted everything for me to start including chapters on that and parts of the program on getting unstuck and moving forward, because I wasn't covering that. I wasn't covering it ever. I didn't even know it was a problem. I did it only because I was stuck on number 10, so I decided to add it. And so it's so important, so invaluable to ask people, because they will tell you exactly what they want in a product. They will say to you, and I just asked somebody actually yesterday, I said, if you would buy a product, let's say for $47, I'm just making this up, what would it be and how would you use it? She said, well, the topic would absolutely have to be something to do with social media. What would be inside would be something I could listen to on my iPod. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, she's just telling me. I would also want something that I do like to read in the morning, so I would like to read. See, that takes us back to that transcript. And then she said, and the most important thing is really I like it to be simplified so that they take me through step by step, so that they're saying number one, number two, number three. Well, there's your product. You know, for people, and now you get that back from other people, now you create that topic. Well, she even gave me the topic, social media. I can't do it because that's not my, certainly not my expertise, but I could interview somebody and do that and create a product with them, you know. So make sure that you, that number one secret is ask, and they will tell you. And I kind of am getting more detailed now around the question, by the way. I'm starting to say things like, do you like to listen while you're on your while you're exercising? Do you like to listen in the car? Do you like, you know, that kind of thing. So I can start really getting a good picture of what kind of products that I'm really going to start creating. Why in the world would we create something that nobody wants to buy anyway?
Not a good idea. That's what a lot of people do. They get a bright idea, what they feel is a bright idea, and then kill themselves to produce it, and nobody wants it. They were excited about it, but nobody else was. So that
I did
kill
that all
faster.
The time. Yeah, I did it all the time. I would get so excited about something that I knew was going to be so beneficial, and nobody bought it. And so I don't do that anymore. I really make sure, and as I told you at the beginning, I make it as simple as I can for me, because if I don't, I won't do it.
All right, so survey. Now, there's some tools. What tools do you use? Do you just ask them, or because there's some cheap and free online tools to do this?
Well, the only tool that I use outside of just asking, because I try to keep it at a personal level, is SurveyMonkey, and that's always been nice for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question, is this related? How to discover your target for your product?
Yeah, is it related? I'll tell you, it's the most important thing out of everything that we're talking about. I say this all the time, but if you've created the product that I told you I wanted, but I'm not on your target list, then you're out there talking to the wrong people. And so I want to use me as an example. I actually want to give you two examples. So because I'm a woman business owner, and I have been for years, I resonate with other women business owners. So I thought that was my target. No, that's way too broad. So I really had to begin whittling, and I'd like you to just kind of work with me here and whittle your list. I started noticing that my women business owners were home-based, the majority of them. I noticed that the majority of them were not at six figures yet. They wanted to be, but they weren't there yet. And notice how I know this. I ask all the time. I'm surveying. And then I noticed the majority didn't value what they already knew. They just didn't think it was important. And I noticed that they were uncomfortable selling themselves. Now I started whittling more, and I noticed that a lot of them were coaches and consultants. I noticed they wanted to be a speaker. They wanted to be an author. And they wanted to know how to make money as a speaker and an author. So I started whittling that down, and guess what? I started creating programs for Your Gift is Your Niche. Your niche could make you rich. I've started putting together certification coaching programs to teach some of the things that I do. I started putting together Speak to Tell, Then Proudly Sell, because they knew, they thought they wanted to be a speaker, they could craft a speech, but they didn't know how to sell from the front of the room. That's not an easy thing to do. And then I started noticing they wanted simplified things. So Build Your Business in a Box came out so that you could start building what is in your business box. That's what we're going to talk about in Phoenix also. And then now tonight, as we're introducing the triple P's, I told you a little while ago, people get stopped right there. They move along, they're doing well, but they don't have a big ticket item, they don't have programs, they don't have products, and they don't know how to do them. So that's why I started teaching that. And really, bottom line with me is how to make money with what you already know. You don't have to go back to school. You don't have to do anything. You know the stuff. And so that was my second example I wanted to tell you about. Really, somebody that I worked with as a client who really was having trouble discovering her target. This is one of my favorite stories. She thought it was going to be an international market that she was going to work with. And the reason that she thought that is because she had an international degree. So she thought, well, I must have to use it somehow. But she found out very quickly, I'm not comfortable doing that. I'm not really that astute in what it is that I'm trying to teach them. I haven't really created an international business myself. How can I teach that? So we worked together, and I just whittled and whittled away. And the big question was, and by the way, I'm asking this of all of you, what could you teach me that I probably don't know? What could you teach me or someone that I probably don't know? And she said, I don't know. I said, yes, you do. We're going to stay on the call until you answer me. And so she finally said, oh, this is embarrassing, but I could teach you how to quilt. And I said, okay, you could teach me how to quilt, because I definitely do not know how to quilt. And I said, so I want you to tell me about quilting. And she started talking about quilting, and then her voice got stronger and more powerful, and she's talking that she's been doing it 27 years, but it's not really a business, for God's sake. This is just my love, and I just sit there and I quilt, and that's what I do, and that's kind of my hobby. I said, oh, that's great. I mean, and then I asked her two more questions, and I just remember her all of a sudden saying, well, you know, one thing I am doing, and very strong voice, one thing I am doing is, and I'm looking forward to, I'm going to Texas next week. And I said, really, why? And she said, there's an international quilting conference there. And I said, really? I guess I've never heard of a quilting conference. And I said, how many people are going? And she said, they're usually around 50,000. And I said, really? And she said, I said, how much was the ticket? And she said, oh, it's very inexpensive. It was only $497. And so I immediately am doing those figures in my head. We're up to $5 million here. And so then I said to her, well, you don't spend a lot. You just, and she said, well, I meet my international friends there because they come from all over. And I said, are there vendors there? And she says, oh, yeah, hundreds of vendors. And that's where I spend all my money, on the material that I'm going to quilt with. So I spend thousands with the vendors. I said, does the vendor have to pay to be there? Oh, yeah. She said, my friends and I tried to be a vendor one time, and it's $3,500. So we didn't, it was a big investment, you know, for us at that time. So add that, hundreds of vendors, $3,500. Do you think this is a big business yet? I'm like all over this with her saying, oh, my gosh, this is a huge business for you, and it's a love of yours. Now we're talking about your gift is your niche. Now you're talking about making money with what you already know. This is what is so exciting. And she says, well, what in the world could I ever do with this? I said, oh, maybe you could do webinars. Maybe you could do live events, maybe like you are going to in Texas. Maybe you could do a membership. And what is so cool about the story is she's doing monthly memberships and by the way, the monthly memberships pays all of her bills now because she has enough people in it. And she does live events, and they pay a lot to get there, just like they did in Texas. She's not to the part about a vendor yet or anything like that. And she does webinars for her membership, and they all are quilters from all over the world. And when I asked her about her degree in international business, she said, I'm just so embarrassed because I've never made any money with it. Well, now through quilting, she is.
That's
Isn't that a great story?
Yeah, and there was some embroidery site that had 20,000 members at $10 a month.
Yep. Now, Tom, going back to your gift and what it is that you really get excited about sharing, it's that.
Eating. That's
eating. But it's putting those, you know, finding a brand new, oh, embroidery. I'm going to put that side up. That's a great multiple stream.
Yep.
That's how it works. And for all of you on the line, me included, every one of us could have a million different things that we want to share. You just want to make sure that when you're doing it, that when you go about doing it, I should say, you want to make sure that it is something that you can monetize, because otherwise we're just spinning our wheels, wasting our time, because we do all have to eat. Even now, Tom, are you slowing down with eating? You told me you were
well,
really skinny.
Well, you know, with only doing $100,000 a month, you know, I do have to watch.
Oh, you only make $100,000 a month.
Well,
oh,
that's a bad month, but
I think that is a bad month, because years ago you were showing us $100,000
yeah.
Then.
Well, there's something you said a few minutes ago that I want to highlight. You didn't really highlight it, and I want to bring it back out to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
You said if you could interview somebody.
Yes.
That's a great way to do things that you love that maybe you're not the expert in, but you go up to any expert and say, hey, would you mind if I interviewed you for this book I'm writing? They all say yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And there you've got a book full of experts where you're the publisher then, and you make all the money, and they give you all the material. So that is a million-dollar idea right there.
Well, it really is, because if all of a sudden, like this girl that wanted to go do the social media and she hated it because she didn't want to post for people and she didn't want to do all that, she shouldn't do any of that kind of stuff. She should hire people to do that if she thinks that's a great idea. But instead, she should really do exactly what you just said, Tom. She should interview somebody on social media. She should represent them. It's a hot topic for sure. And then how did I get 100 people to follow me on Facebook in one day? Well, it doesn't have to come from her. It comes from the person she interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you highlighted that and brought it back, because there are so many simple ways, seriously, to monetize the things that you want to be doing in your life. And I know that all the people on this line, I can feel it through the energy. You have so many things that you could be teaching. You know, and that's one of the things I'm pulling out at the event is, really, what are your things that you can teach? I wrote down the other day how many things I could teach, not if I was excited about it, but I could probably teach 50 things, you know, that I know how to do them. But then once again, what do you want to spend the time on? And most importantly, if you're going down that path and you're in business, you do want to be a profitable business. You don't want to be nonprofit. So you want to make sure that you're creating something that is going to make money for you.
Yeah, and if whatever idea you come up with is going to take some working capital to get started.
Mm-hmm.
One of the topics I'm covering at Patricia's event is called crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
or how you get people to give you money that you do not have to pay back. And this is amazing. It sounds hocus pocus, but it swept the world.
Yes.
And people are funding all kinds of projects with that. I did a webinar on that with Roberto Candelaria. And it's simply, you know, there's no excuse now. Oh, I don't have the money. Well,
mm-hmm.
put up a crowdfunding campaign and go get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so
mm-hmm.
no excuses anymore. Now, let's take a little a sidebar here again and tell them a little bit more about your event. Tell them about how the schedule is going to go. What's going to go on during the event? When's it start and the dates and
okay.
all that?
Did I give them the link yet, or the?
No, we haven't given them the actual link yet.
Okay, so I won't do that yet. I'll
no,
just
no,
tell...
we can give it to
okay,
them this time. Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's the mentorshipacademy.com, and mentorship is mentorship academy academy.com. And
it's the mentorship academy.
Mm-hmm,
put T H E before. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you go there, you'll see the, you know, as you scroll down, you'll see what's going on at the event. You'll see the speakers and the topics and everything. But the most important thing, I don't have the agenda on here. It will be given out when everybody comes. I just put that together today. And I like having time in between speakers so that people can network and really socialize. I'm even going to be doing all kinds of fun games that they can do if they choose to, so that they get to meet every single person at this event. And with Tom speaking, as I told him, I said, Tom, I really need a person to cover nothing but just passive income. So that is what Tom is going to talk about. And I'm really glad you're, and it says on there, as you can see, backed by popular demand, I've had Tom many times, and people can't get enough of him. I mean, he's fun. He's exciting.
Well, there's plenty of me to go around.
Well, you're a fun guy, and you're a knowledgeable guy, and you share it all. It's not like I'm going to keep something back and I can't wait to tell you 2 years from now or something, you know. So Tom is really our star at this. And Natasha, as I said, is an attorney. And when she discovered the world of information like we're talking about tonight, you and I and what you know and you could teach me, she realized when she walked in a room one time that people thought she was a celebrity, and that's what she's talking about, the celebrity brand blueprint, how to create a raving fan base ready to pay you what you're worth. And is that real sometimes? No. I've definitely called some people that were faking it until they made it, and we all have, but they look so good on the Internet. She's one of the real deals. She's not faking anything, and Marty is just a very smart financial wizard. And we're just putting a spin on his financial wizardry because I think it's boring. And so I thought maybe if we did something with the Shark Tank, so we're going to have somebody come up on stage and put them through the Shark Tank and see if they're really ready financially to move forward. I think that'll be fun. And then we have Marlene Porter, as I told you. She's talking about the power of Pinterest. I'm really excited to really get involved in Pinterest. I'm not good at that at all, but Pinterest for business, not Pinterest any other way. So on the mentorshipacademy.com, as you scroll down, you'll see the pricing of the ticket. Did you want me to tell them about that?
Yeah. Tell them the whole deal. And by the way, this is February 5th and 6th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Thursday and Friday
mm-hmm.
in Phoenix. So that's the location and the days.
Yeah, and the reason I wanted to have it in February, actually, to be honest with you, I wanted to have it in January. And guess what is there the last week in January? The Super Bowl.
Mm, yeah.
So every place I called, oh, they were so snobby to me. You know, it was, no, the room will be, now this is at the Hampton Inn. The room will be $490 a night. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then they were sold out anyway, so it was just funny. So we just moved it into February, but the ticket price is $497, but we decided to, of course, have the early bird pricing. We always like to do that. And you save $200, and the ticket is only $297. And it includes two sit-down luncheons and two full days of truly business-changing information. And then we every day we go out in the lobby and we'll have cocktails and at least what I call networking. I don't like the word, to be honest. I just want people to meet one another and see if they can do joint ventures together. And and really connect with each other. So I like to call it connecting. But anyway, Tom, because he is going to be speaking there, I said to him and the other speakers, if you would like for your clients, for your people, we can do a better deal than the early bird special. So do you want to tell them about that, Tom?
I'll tell them about it. If when you make the wise decision to click one of the register now buttons, when you go to check out, you put TA for Tom Antion in the coupon code, and you'll pay only $97. So
that's cool.
This is as cool as it gets. I mean, you, for this kind of two straight days of high level training like this, and the networking, and the beautiful venue, and staying out of the freezing cold if you happen to live in a freezer somewhere. It's great. So just put TA in the coupon code, and you'll get $97 on checkout.
Yeah, I think that. Did you check that, Tom?
Did not check it. So hopefully,
okay,
if it doesn't work, just email, and we'll make sure it gets
And really, one of the things that I thought, because one of the things that we did on this call is we said the first five people that come on the call, and I can't get over it because they came on at 22. I can't get over that, but anyway, 22 the hour. But one of the things I'd also like to do is really reward people that make a decision. They move on it quickly. I've always liked to do that. And I'm just making this up, by the way. I forgot to even think about this. But I think, Tom, for the first I want for the first five people that sign up now and you're ready to – I'm doing this. I'm going to Arizona in the winter. I'm going to also add the VIP reception the night before. That's only going to be probably 20 people. And that's meet the speakers, and it's wine and cheese across the street from the Arizona Broadway Theater. And also VIP seating for those people.
Oh, beautiful.
That will be doing that. Yeah, so
all
right.
So get over there and sign up. If the rest of this teleseminar, you can listen to the replay. Don't worry if you miss anything. We'll make sure you get the replay. But, yeah, that's a great deal. And I'm going to throw in a 30-minute consultation for anybody that signs up tonight.
Mm.
And that's a $500 value. I'll talk about anything. I'm qualified. Professional speaking, internet marketing for small business, or entrepreneurship, since I've never had a job since high school. So I will throw a 30-minute consultation in for you also. And, again, I'll be there. And when I go to an event, I'm there from before you get there till after you leave. Come early and stay late, and I'm there the entire time to talk to you, answer anything. I devote myself. If I commit to an event, I'm devoted to that event. So I will be there the whole time for you. So check out thementorshipacademy.com. Check it all out. When you register, put TA in the coupon code, and it should be $97. If it any glitches, go ahead and finish it off, and we'll take care of it for you. Okay, so let's get back to some other stuff here I wanted to ask you about. You said that there's one simple thing that keeps people stuck or from moving forward. What is that?
Okay, get ready for another simplistic thought.
We like it simple.
Yeah. Well, it's setting a date as an intention to move forward in your business. It really is. I've worked with clients, and they'll say, oh, I can't wait to do this webinar. I'm really revving up for it. I just learned how to go to webinar.com, and I'm doing it great, and I've been studying. And when are you doing it? Oh, pretty soon now, pretty soon. Just talked to this girl just recently, and it's 1 year later, and she has not done a webinar yet. And she said, I don't know what's wrong with me. And I said, set a date. Just set a date. And she said, oh, okay, I will, but I'm breaking out in a sweat. Well, then don't do a webinar, but don't keep saying you're doing that until you're ready, you know. So she said, she called, and she says, I set a date. I'm so excited. And she actually performed the webinar on that date. She didn't cancel it. And she said, I seriously never would have done that if I hadn't set the date.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you set it so it feels like a destination. You think of it as a launch. You know, I said to her, think that you're launching your whole webinar career. If it goes great, that's great. If it doesn't, do another one. You know, it's not like we have to just give up. And here's the thing about setting a date. Yes, you can cancel, and I'll tell you this quick story. Remember the girl I told you that was so upset with me because I made things too simple?
Yeah,
and
right.
She was just, it was insulting to me, actually, and I didn't even quite know how to handle it. But when she said that, and she kind of discovered that she liked this other guy's materials, the 90 pages, that was fine. But then she came to me and she said, can I be one of your speakers at possibly even this Arizona event? And I said, well, maybe, you know, I maybe could have you as a keynote. Are you a speaker? And she said, yeah, I am. And I said, oh, where do you speak? And she said, well, I don't, but I mean, I could be. I am, kind of. I said, I mean, this is a true story. I said to her, so go ahead and let's get on a call and let me hear you speak. So we set a date. She canceled. We set another date. She canceled. We set another date. She canceled. And then I said, this is the last time I have to hear you speak. She came on the call completely unprepared, and she said to me, Patricia, you do not have to hear me speak. I will not make a fool out of you. I will be wonderful. I have a whole month to work on this. And I said, you're not doing this in front of an audience where people, you know, they rely on somebody being able to know how to speak unless you tell me what you're going to say, you know, and do it for me. She said, okay, well, and she rambled all over the place. She was so random. She was all over. And I said, see, that's not what a speaker is. They know what they're doing. They have a point to their message, and they're prepared. They don't just ramble on and go off on all kinds of tangents. And so she's not speaking. And so she quit the group, which she's very upset.
See, I wish she was speaking and make me look better.
Yeah, really. Well, and the thing is, I want to give people a chance. I really do. I love having people come and speak for the first time.
But they have to earn it.
Yeah. She has to speak.
Yes.
You know, at least speak. But anyway, that I think that's funny. But setting a date doesn't necessarily mean always that you're always setting the intention to move forward in your business, because she really gave up a beautiful opportunity by not setting the date, keeping it, being prepared, and moving forward. She just didn't do it. I think she can't. I think she's one of the people that fake it until you make it, and she couldn't do that, you know?
I have a buddy that 25 years he's been saying he's going to write a book.
Yep.
25 years, literally.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one, isn't it, the writing the book. You know what I finally did with people that said that, because – And I'll be talking about this also. I'll be showing this book. I opened the Idaho Women Business Owners Association here because I didn't know anybody, and we spend our time in Idaho and Arizona. And so when I started that, they all said that, Tom. They all said, I really want to write a book. And I thought, you're never going to, and I know you're not. So I said, I have a book project that I'm doing, and I know how to write a book, and so I'll write one of the chapters, and I want all of you to write the other chapters, but you'll pay money to be in the book, and then I'll give you copies to get your return on investment at the end. So how many of you want to do it? And 14 people raised their hand, and so there's 14 people in this book. It's in print now. It's all out. Their pictures are on the front cover, and they're just thrilled to death to be in this book because now they're authors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so once again, everybody, that's just one more product that you can create. Just like Tom was talking about, interview people and then put them in a book. I could have interviewed these people. I just had them write their own stories, and then we edited it, laid it out, got the cover done. We didn't go to Fiverr on that one, but we did do a great job on that book, and they're all so proud now. So be thinking about that as a possibility of a product.
All right, so let me try this last tip. I'm going to try it. I'm thinking almost like on Johnny Carson, you know, the Swami, you know, the hat on, and I'm thinking, okay, let's see. I'm going to set a date, February 5th. I'm going to go to Arizona and knock their socks off on Thursday and then do it again February 6th. How about that?
That's pretty good.
I swear I'm going to do it, too.
And you know what? I have to tell all of you that Tom is the only one that probably has ever had a part one and a part two and spoke on both days, because he's that powerful. You know, you're on with a really cool guy. I don't know what programs you're in or how you learned about him or how long you've been with him, but he has people that follow him around for 20, 30 years.
So,
it's true.
I don't move too fast, so I'm easy to follow, I guess. So anyway, folks, Patricia, this has been really great. I want everybody to go to thementorshipacademy.com. At least read the whole thing. If you're on the fence thinking about this, think about, you know, hey, set a date, February 5th. Get all this training. Get it at such a steal of a price. Get the heck out of your wherever you're at in the cold. And, you know, really change, you know, this could be really life-changing for you. And, I mean, at least jump on these first five steps and start thinking about what product you could create. And Patricia's going to go into more than products. She's going to go into programs, mm-hmm. which are another whole facet yeah. of this. And I'm going to handle many passive income things. I'm going to show you. In fact, there's a video on the site there that shows what I'm going to talk about in my two sessions.
Oh, that's right.
And they're very powerful things, how to make a $50,000 video about yourself and your company for just pennies on the dollar. The crowdfunding section I'm going to do on how to get people to give you money to finance your projects and you don't have to pay it back. And then also I'll be showing 9 different revenue streams that I enjoy in my business, some of them, most of them for in excess of 10 years, some of them 15 years or more been bringing in money. It helped me hit multimillionaire status over 15 years ago, only 4 years after I started doing this. So this is a very, very powerful and a kind of a chance of a lifetime. And, again, I wouldn't say this much for most people because I hate most everybody, really. So anyway, and also be telling you a little bit about my consumer advocate work and my new TV show and all that when we're there. So put TA in the coupon code if you decide to register, which I know you're going to. And then there's also deals on hotels that are very close,
mm-hmm. yeah.
within a couple blocks, because this is a theater. This isn't a hotel venue.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be probably walking down the street to the venue. And February 5th and 6th, what time does it start in the morning?
It starts at 9 and it's over at 4, so that you have time to network in the lobby and then have a nice dinner with friends, you know.
Yeah, so this isn't one of those, we're not going to be in a sweat lodge or anything, are we, in Arizona?
Yes, I do like sweat lodges, just on the side, uh-huh.
yeah, the ones that we live through,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Now, Tom, do you want, I'm hoping that everybody has gotten through on that registration. If you're having a problem with it, do star 2. I'm not sure. I wanted to test it before we came on, and I apologize. But do we have just, like, say, 5 minutes? If anybody has a question for Q&A and they just hit star 2 and come on?
Sure,
Are you able to do that?
No. Well, I don't normally do it, but I'm certainly happy to do it.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody does, but I was on a call the other day, and I finally just decided just 5 minutes, and because otherwise I always keep my word that we're off right on the hour, but people can leave unless you have a question. But one of the questions was so pertinent to what it was that we talked about that one lady emailed me after and said, thank you so much for opening them for 5 minutes, because that question and answer just changed my whole career.
Okay, let me see if I can figure out how to do it. I think I go here, and Barry, if you're still on, hit star 7 and tell me if I can, let's see if I can hear you. If you're, I think he's still on, yeah.
Barry? I am now unmuted.
That works then. So thank you very much. Did you have a question for Patricia?
Well, not at the moment.
Okay, so hit star 7 again.
Oh, that's what you do. I see on mine I hit star 2 and their little hands come up, and so I can see them on my dashboard, and then I just call on them.
What service are you using?
Instant Teleseminar.
Oh, okay, so I've never opened it up. You're right. So star 2... if you have a question, that's how it works, yeah. Okay, so we have, it says BM Industry, so I'm going to open it up for you. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, hi.
BM Industries from Arlington, Illinois.
You know, you might be muted. You might have muted yourself.
Did you mute yourself?
Oh, hello? Do you hear
there
me?
You
this
are.
Is
yeah.
Ron from
there.
Illinois.
Yeah, there we
I
go.
Did mute myself. I apologize. I did mute myself.
That's okay.
I was just wondering, for the sake of flight times going back, is it 9 to 4 both days,
yes,
Thursday
and Friday?
Yes, I'm
glad you said that. I'm so sorry. Details to me, and they're so important to everybody. 9 to 4 both days, and we're about 25 minutes from the airport.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Good
Beautiful.
Job.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Hit star 2.
You know, I never do. I never will. I will never hit star 2 because.
Well, I'm
want
just
to.
Also wondering if people on the webcast what they do, because these
oh.
were, those were phone people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That
so
I don't know.
So if they do have questions, where should they send questions after
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I really want you to. It's patricia@patriciadrain.com, and
there
that's Drain. And I'd be glad to answer all questions or get on with you, not necessarily just about the event. If you're really at a point and you're teetering about this product and program, I'll just give you a little shove over, because and you give me a shove back, because I just know that it took me a long time to really say, okay, now it's time, rev it up, let's create some products and get the information out that changes people's lives. And you have that same information inside of all of you.
That's for sure. Yeah, so like I said, I don't know on the webcast. We have way more people on the webcast than actually phoned in, so
okay.
I don't see any hands up. But I will remind everybody of the link is thementorshipacademy.com and use TA as your coupon code upon checkout. And I think the hotels are listed
yes,
on the main
are.
Page there. And the other speakers' bios are there, and there's a video from me telling you what I'm going to be telling you. And I did see another question come in from Rome, Georgia. Let me unmute them. And go ahead, Rome, Georgia.
Hey, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm great. I was on one of your live streaming events, and I'm wondering
oh.
if it's possible that you're going to live stream this, or maybe, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would have heard about it if Patricia was going to live stream it. I got to tell you, boy, it was technically a
yeah.
nightmare to
yeah.
do that. So I don't think this one is going to be live streamed. I'm not even sure. Are you going to be videotaping?
Well, some are wanting to videotape. That even became a nightmare with the lighting.
Yeah.
But with this being in a theater, I'm talking to her about that tomorrow. But live streaming, I think it's just marvelous. But I don't know if I'll ever be up for it again.
Oh, my God. It's nightmare of all nightmares,
yeah.
the equipment and the worry and the stuff that go crazy. But
yeah.
So no live streaming, maybe video, but Patricia won't know that yet, because it is a venue that's not really designed for that so much, I don't think. So.
Yeah, but thank you for the question.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Appreciate it.
All right.
Well, if there are no other questions, Tom, I would like to tell you thank you so much.
Oh, it's always great. I can't wait to see you. Is your husband going to be there? How's he doing?
Yes, he is. He's going to be there also.
She's got a great... husband, and of course his name is Tom.
Uh-huh.
So perfect, you know, great judge of character when she married. So.
Yeah, well, you know, Tom means builder, and my husband is a builder, and Tom, you're a builder on the internet.
There you go.
Well, you really are. That's why I say those websites to me that you build, they're building a business that you're rich in. So
we actually call them virtual real estate.
Oh.
Yeah, because VRE, virtual real estate, but there's no mortgage, there's no hawking your lungs to get the money or kissing butt on bankers to get the money. You just
oh.
put them up there and people from around the world can give you money.
Well, are you talking about virtual real estate?
I will be talking about, yes, I will. That'll
yeah,
be talking because many of these properties are called virtual real estate
yes.
because they're property that I own up on the internet.
Yes.
That are income-generating
mm-hmm.
properties. See?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
again, there's no – the downside isn't there of heavy debt to
yes.
do this. See? So I'll be teaching – I'm real frugal. My dad came from Syria on a cattle boat around 1904 through Ellis Island, and we grew up very frugal. Mm-hmm. And so I brought that in, as much money as I have. I still buy off. I did my clothes shopping off of eBay the other day. Everybody teases me unmercifully. I'm always looking for bargains. But I really do teach. That's how I uncovered places like Fiverr. I mean, which would you rather do, spend $2,500 for a book cover or $5? See?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to make as much money to be highly profitable when you watch your expenses. So.
Right, and then to look really good. You know, once I heard about Fiverr, I mean, it's still, the cover is professional, it's well done, it's beautiful, you can tell your colors, and you spend $5? Are you kidding me? Yeah,
it's not that I'm sacrificing quality. I'm
mm-hmm.
just going to teach ways to do things. I'm also going to teach a section on recruiting geeks. These are young people that instead of going to a professional company and paying $100 an hour, who would have hired this young kid for $10 an hour and charged you $100, you're going to go direct. So I'm going to show you how to find and recruit these people. And everybody I have here was recruited like that. And I'll teach the exact method. And we've got 8 full-time people here, and they were all recruited through the method I'll teach at the event. So, okay, so it's time to get busy. Go over to thementorshipacademy.com. And use TA as your code, and I will see you February 5th and 6th in Phoenix, Arizona. What's the name of the place?
At the Arizona Broadway Theater.
I'm going to Broadway. I made it to Broadway, finally. Yeah.
The neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Oh, and she is going to sing and tap dance.
Oh,
too,
I am. And the scary thing is I have tap shoes, and I don't know how to tap.
Well, just
but
bring
I'm
the
bringing
shoes.
Those.
Thanks, all right,
Tom.
Thanks.
It was
so
lovely.
Thanks a lot. I'll see everybody.
Good night, everybody.
See everybody in Phoenix.
Bye bye.
Good night. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.